This is Digital Story Podcast number 707, October 1st, 2019. Today's theme is the 2020 Photography Workshop Season. I'm Derek Story. Maybe it's because I'm still riding a high from our recent Humboldt Redwoods workshop, but I am so excited to be sharing our 2020 event lineup with you today. We have four physical events, and every one of them could be a flagship workshop any other year. In other words, we have four all-stars on the same team. So get your calendars out and join me for a very special podcast. All right, so you're going to have to pardon my enthusiasm a little bit today. I'm sorry. So sorry, but I have been working on this season, putting the finishing touches on this season ever since I got back from the Humboldt Redwoods. And I think that is really perfect timing because here I am coming off this wonderful event, sharing pictures with people who joined me up in Northern California. We're exchanging emails, you know, we're getting feedback, you know, all that stuff that's going on. So I'm right in the middle of the mix of all this stuff while I'm planning the 2020 season. And it's a good fit. I tell you, it's a really good way to do things because inspiration is running very high right now. So what I wanted to do for 2020, it's a special year for me in so many ways. First of all, I just love that it's year 2020. And, you know, so there's all sorts of visual puns, right? You know, 2020 eyesight, you know, the year ahead seeing clearly, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I just felt like it should be a special workshop season. And of course, I feel that way every year. And I think every year that we've been doing this, by the way, we're going into our 10th season of doing these workshops. 10 years I've been doing these workshops. Every year, I think they get a little bit better, and I think 2020 is just really going to be a very special schedule. I am going to tell you what the workshops are. I will. I promise. I just have a few things that I want to say first, and then I'll get into the actual events, and there's four of them. First of all, one of the things that came up when I was having this discussion with our Inner Circle members, and this is something that I like to do with the folks that are supporting me on Patreon, is bounce ideas off them. I just feel like they have a special level of involvement and commitment. And so I talked to them a little bit about the workshop season and I solicited their feedback. And of course, I got some really great stuff. But one of the things that came up I thought was fascinating. And one of our Inner Circle members said, you know, the one thing that concerns me a bit is that final class presentation I've heard you talk about. He's right. There is a final class presentation. What he said was, it's a little, you know, intimidating. It feels like a final exam, and I'm not so sure that it's something that I would want to participate in. First of all, I thanked him for the feedback because that is so valuable when you hear things like that. And the reason why it's valuable is because I go through them. I'm part of them, you know, every workshop season we do them. And I just see how wonderful and exciting they are. And I forget that you might view them any other way than the way that we actually experience them. So I thought it'd be worth just taking a moment to talk about, you know, what this is. So the idea came out of our very first workshop. The very first workshop I did, you know, 10 years ago. We had a great time, but we didn't do the final presentation. And so some people wrote me and they said, love the workshop, you know, had a great time. Would have been great to be able to experience everyone else's pictures. And we didn't do that. And so I don't know, you know, what other people took pictures of or how they approached the various subjects that we worked on. And I go, oh my gosh, I hit my head like a V8 commercial and going, that is such wonderful feedback. And this is why these things get better every year, is because of feedback like this. So I incorporated that and then started fine-tuning the class presentation. And the way I present it to people at the top of the workshop is that this is not a competition, right? This is not something where his shots are better than her shots or her shots are better than his shots. It's not that thing at all. And I'm going to tell you what I say at the beginning of every workshop, that this is the most supportive, creative environment that you will ever be able to share your work in. In other words, there is no, you know, chopping your knees out. There is no rolling your eyes. There's no going, oh my gosh, you know, what are you doing? There is none of that. And what we do is listen to you talk about your experience during the workshop, share some of the images that help illustrate that experience. And then if you want comments, we comment on them, you know, talking about, wow, I really see how that comes through. Or I was there when you took that shot and I didn't see it at all. And then sometimes I will add a few things like, oh, maybe I'd crop a little bit from the bottom because that one black space there really, you know, isn't supporting the overall image. You have a great shot here. Take a little bit off the bottom and I think you have even a better shot. And what happens is after the workshop is over, after we've done the presentation, it's the last thing that we do, people are just on this kind of high afterwards because they have been able, it's the culmination of what we've been doing together. We've been living together. We've been working together. We've been comparing notes for 3 days. And then to actually get to see other people's pictures and hear their stories, that's what this is about. It's not a contest, not a final exam. It's a celebration. So if you ever had any concerns about that, it's really a fantastic experience. And it powers the whole workshop. It runs through all 3 days. It was one of the best pieces of feedback I ever got back at the beginning of this. And I'm so thankful, you know, to our participants who helped me make these better. That one was a biggie. All right, so enough of that. Fear not the class presentation, right? Okay, so let's get into the actual events themselves for 2020. I'm just going to roll right through them here. We're going to start out with a street photography workshop. I'm bringing street photography back to 2020, but we're going to go somewhere else, and it's going to be the LA Street Photography Experience on March 13 through 15 in Los Angeles. Now, I grew up in Southern California, and I can tell you this is a great time of year to be in Los Angeles, Santa Monica, Venice Beach. These are the areas that we're going to go. So what we're going to do is we're going to explore classic Los Angeles locations and architecture. You know, there's a lot of great Art Deco architecture in Los Angeles. We all know there's a lot of characters there. And then there are some really fine beaches, you know, just west of Los Angeles there. We can use the metro to get around. We don't have to deal with that LA traffic. I'm going to put together a really fun event so that even when we're going to a location, it's going to be a photo op, if you know what I mean. And the nice thing about it is I'm going to figure all that stuff out for you. All you have to do is just be ready to enjoy and take pictures and eat some good food. And Los Angeles is a great place to eat, I'm just saying. So we're gonna limit this to 9 photographers on this. And you know, all the workshops are either 9 or 8, depending on, you know, what I have, what kind of facilities I have. And the cool thing about this is guess who's joining me? Mike Boehning. Mike Boehning is going to be joining me. I tell you, when we do the San Francisco workshops, when we did the San Francisco workshops, people loved working with Mike. There's no other way to put it. So limited to 9 participants, you get 2 instructors. Mike works with Olympus, and he's going to be able to get us some Olympus loaner gear. He's got insights about mirrorless and Micro Four Thirds that you're not going to hear anywhere else. And he's just a great guy to have. So we're going to have Mike. I'm going to be there. We're going to put together a great event, the LA Photography Experience, March 13 through 15. Take it from the Southern California boy. You're going to have a great time. All right, the second workshop of the season. Remember, these are all stars. The second one is going to be the Humboldt Redwoods and Coast Workshop, and we're going to do that on May 12 through 14, 2020. So I've been working with the great folks at the Riverwalk Hotel. They knocked it out of the park on the workshop that we just did. And, you know, anyone who you talk to that went to that workshop will tell you the food was great, the service was great, the vibe of the place. I mean, when you're in the Humboldt Redwoods and you're next to the Eel River, a place should feel a certain way. It shouldn't feel like a Marriott. No knock against Marriotts. I love Marriotts. But that's not what you want on this. You want to be somewhere where you feel like you're in that kind of place. And that's what this place feels like. And that's how we're treated at this place. I'll give you one example. So a lot of times when you have breakfast at a hotel or a motel, you know, they include breakfast. You'll get, you know, like a Danish in a hermetically sealed package. Maybe you'll get a day-old bagel, you know, maybe some canned fruit. You know what I'm talking about. You get that kind of stuff. This place, you get fresh eggs. You get sausage or bacon. You get biscuits and gravy. Okay, if you never had really lumberjack biscuits and gravy, this will be your opportunity. You get French toast some days. You get, fresh fruit, cereal. I mean, this is a breakfast. And what we do is we go there, we get whatever we want. And then this room is just set up like, I don't know, like it belongs in the Redwoods. And we hang out. So even before class starts in the morning, we're hanging out, having this great breakfast, comparing notes. People wander in when they want. They wander out when they want. They're getting ready for the day, and it's just fantastic. I had biscuits and gravy all 3 days of the workshop. I know I shouldn't have this, not the way I normally eat, but it was such a luxury to have it, and it's so good. So now I have got my weight back down since I've returned. I, you know, got right back on the wagon, but for those 3 days, I tell you, I had what I wanted, and it was totally worth it. The feedback that I got from the workshop that we just did, they loved, loved, loved the Redwoods. They loved the Eel River. They did outstanding work in both of those locations. But they said, hey, we're right here with some very dramatic coastline as well. It would be fun to see that. So what I'm going to do this year, or for 2020, is we're going to add also Northern California coast to this workshop. So you're going to get really three distinct ecosystems on this workshop. You're going to get, I think, some of the most fantastic redwoods in the world. You're going to get the Eel River, which is right in the backyard of our hotel. I mean, that's where we do our twilight walks. And now I'm going to add a day with this rugged coastal environment that is so picturesque. So this is going to be a humdinger. They're already ready for us. We have our block of rooms. We have the conference room. I hear that they are going to be able to serve beer and wine, and the beer will be from the Eel River Brewery, which is just 300 yards away, right there outside our conference room during the workshop. If you happen to like a beer every now and then, far and away, consensus was that the porter at Eel River Brewery was top drawer. So I'm just saying. We will also have all sorts of other beverages as well, as we always do at the workshop. So anyway, this is going to be an event that is dialed in and ready to go. May 12, 13, and 14, 2020. We're going to have a great time. And if you didn't make the workshop this year up at the Humboldt Redwoods, you get a second chance at it. Our third workshop features the Lassen Volcanic Park and Lake Almanor. We've been there once before. And we went there in 2018. It was our fall workshop in 2018. For me, it was a workshop-changing experience. We stayed at a cabin there at Lake Almanor, and I worked with Susie Powell, another photographer who also has this particular cabin. She knows this area inside and out. She has a fantastic place for us to stay, and the cooking is wonderful. I mean, this just combined everything. And it reminded me of how cool it is for all of us to all stay in one place. And, you know, giant front porch, big common areas, lots of bedrooms, lots of parking. I mean, and here we are, very close to Lake Almanor, in this cabin that's in the middle of everything. This is our headquarters. This is where we have our class. This is where we do our presentations. This is where all that stuff happens. If we did nothing else but hang out at this cabin, it would be a fantastic experience. I'm telling you right now. But in addition to that, we're going to be up in Lassen again. And this time, the Bumpus Hell Trail is open, which is a very spectacular spot for photography. The trail was closed for reconstruction. You know, they were working on it when we had our last workshop, and we weren't able to go down to Bumpus Hell. And I really missed that. I wanted to do it. The workshop turned out fantastic. Like I said, it was a changing experience for me. And that was without Bumpus Hell. This time, we have Bumpus Hell. Now, we've also scheduled a workshop for July 16 through 18, and we consulted the moon charts and the sunrise, sunset, all that stuff. And we're going to have a nice dark sky to work with for night photography. We're up in altitude. It's very dark up there, and we have a lake to work with as well. And so this is also going to be some spectacular night photography in addition to what we do during the day. So we've got great spots to visit during the day. Spots unlike anywhere else except for maybe Yellowstone. So we've got great spots. We've got this cool town that's been rated one of the best places to hang out, you know, one of the best mountain towns to hang out, Chester, right next to us. And then we're going to have these great night skies. This is really going to be something. Susie and I, we've already been talking on the phone. We've already been planning this. We're taking all the parts from what we really liked about the last workshop, and we're moving those parts into this workshop, and then we're adding a few more goodies. And I just think it's going to be a blast. So that's July 16 through 18, Lassen Volcanic Park, Lake Almanor, night photography. Oh my, I can't wait. You know, I truly can't wait to get there for this. And as I said, we also have a co-instructor on this, Susie Powell, who will take great care of us and will also show us all the ins and outs that we need to know. You want someone local to help you with this, and I tell you, she is our woman for that. I really can't wait to get back up there. And then our fourth workshop of the season, and this has been one of our most popular workshops ever. We have done it twice now, I believe. The Eastern Sierra Photography Workshop, based in Bridgeport, California. We'll be working out of the Silver Maple Inn again. I've already talked to them. They're thrilled that we're coming back. Classic motel. I mean, this is when you're driving down the backside of the Sierra there, down 395, this is like a world frozen in time, you know, from the 50s, the 60s. And these classic motels are absolutely beautiful. You know, they're gorgeous. And the insides have been remodeled, but the outside is, you go, wow, this is like out of a movie that I've seen. It really feels that way. That's the way the Silver Maple is. But in addition to that, they have a house there called the Kane House. And it is a house that was built in the 1800s when Bridgeport was first coming together. It's been completely restored, and it's hard to describe how cool it is. It is really a wonderful place. And that is where we get to have our classroom and our lab and our presentation. So what we do there, and you know, what's so neat about Kane House is they use it for breakfast in the morning. Again, another really good breakfast they put on. So they use it for breakfast in the morning, this wonderful building. And then In the afternoon, we get to use it for our workshop classroom and for presentation. So we go to breakfast there in the morning, and then we go shooting, take care of our photography. We come back in the afternoon, and then we're back in Kane House, this wonderful place, to hang out, do our work. Again, big front porch, you know, swing. I mean, the whole deal. It's got everything. Mono Lake is there. Bodie is there. June Lake is there. I'm going to try to time it for the color best I can. So right now I'm just setting it for autumn of 2020 because I have to hit the Farmer's Almanac. I have to do a little online research. I really want to figure out the best time. For instance, this year, right now, is the time to be up there in the Eastern Sierra for color. Right now, at the end of September. So I want to see if they think that's going to hold next year. If they do, then we'll go up at the end of September. If they think it might be a tad later, we'll go up in early October. You know, it's always a little bit there. But the thing about it, even if you don't hit it at peak, there's so much color there anyway. We're going to go to June Lake. We're definitely going to Mono Lake. I've got some great ideas for our Mono Lake shoot. People have told me time and time again that have gone to the Eastern Sierra workshop, and especially when I see them again at another workshop later on, that was the workshop that got them hooked on this workshop series. Because, you know, not only are we where we are at the time of year that is best to be there, then Bridgeport itself is a special place. I mean, you're also going back in time, yet there are a number of different places to eat. You know, you get real food, really, really good food. Great to photograph. It's great to hang out. Really nice trading posts there. It's special. It's just special all the way around. Every aspect of this I like. And then our hosts at the Silver Maple Inn are terrific. They want us to be there. And it's always great when you have that sort of situation where they're really looking forward to you coming back. So that is set up for either late September or early October. I'm going to get it nailed down as soon as I can. We're going back and we're going to have a great time. And what a wonderful way to finish off the workshop season. Okay, so now that I've told you about these workshops, what can you do to ensure that you're able to register? Well, I'm going to run it the same way I ran it last year, which worked super well. We're going to have the reserve list, and what I have is a link to thenimblephotographer.com. So you can either just go to thenimblephotographer.com and click on workshops, and you'll see all four of them there. And in order to get on the reserve list, all you have to do is put down a $100 deposit. And there's all the details about the workshops there. I've put multiple pictures from each of those locations there or from previous workshops there. So you can really get a feel for, you know, where we're going to be. I have a shot of Bridgeport mixed in there also for the Eastern Sierra. I have a shot of the cabin at Lake Almanor for that workshop. I've got all sorts of shots from Humboldt Redwoods, and I've got shots from L.A. Focusing on Venice Beach and Muscle Beach, so you can get a feel for that. So there's lots of images there for you to look at. There's more detail. If you like what you see, then just put down your $100 deposit. I even put that the deposit's fully refundable up to a certain date, often 2020. So you can put your money down, and if something comes up over the next month or two and you can't go, I'll refund your deposit. And that guarantees that you'll be able to register for the workshop of your choice. Now, in the show notes for this podcast, I've listed all the workshops that I've been talking about. And there's a link with each one that'll take you directly to that registration page. And again, there's more information on that registration page. For the reserve list, there are pictures, there's all that kind of stuff. So you can go there and really nose around, show it to your friends, show it to your partner, you know, whomever might be interested or wants to know what you may be up to. And then if you decide that this is something for you, go ahead, put down your $100 deposit, and you're on the list, and you will get the registration form. So that's the way we're going to do it. It's a great system. It works out well. And by the way, the $100 goes towards your workshop fees. We're keeping the prices down again this year. This is one of the most affordable workshops that you'll get for, especially when you're getting two instructors on two of them and, you know, all the benefits that come with this workshop. We're keeping the price down again this year. It's a really great value. I hope you join me. I mean, if you haven't done it yet, I would say this is the year to do it. And if you have joined me for one before and one of these others catch your eye, then I would love to see you again. We usually run about 50-50 on these workshops. About 50% have attended a workshop before and 50% brand new. I love that balance. It works out great. If you have any questions, of course, you know, there's the send me info form on our workshops page on Digital Story. You can use the contact form on Nimble Photographer. Send me any questions you have. I'll try to answer them based on the information I have right now. And we'll get you in good shape to see you out there at one of these four magical places in 2020. Speaking of workshops, we have one more event in 2019 still, our podcasting skills course. That's going to be on Saturday, November 9th. Saturday, November 9th for our podcasting skills course. Everybody who has signed up so far wanted November 9th. For some reason, October wasn't working out for people. So I said, fine, we'll do it on November 9th. And we already have a nice class, but we still have some seats open. This is for those folks that want to learn how this podcasting thing works. And believe me, there is a lot of interesting stuff. And even if you're not going to do your own podcast, but you just want to know how all these podcasts you listen to, you know, what goes on, you know, what kind of hardware do they use? What do they use for editing? How does concept and creation go? You know, what do they, you know, what's the role of show notes? How about syndication and RSS? What's the deal there? How do you get your podcast on Apple Podcasts or Google Play or Stitcher or any of those? How do you add music to your show and where do you find it? And what are you allowed to use and what aren't you and for how long? You know, how does the editing go? How do you promote your podcast and how do you get advertising and sponsorships? All that is going to be covered in this online course. I'm breaking it up into modules, and each module is going to be recorded so that everyone who signs up for the podcast, whether you attend or not, but everyone who signs up for the podcast gets every one of these modules. They can watch, you know, what I teach during the day over and over again. If they just want to focus on advertising, then they can watch that module. If they just want to focus on syndication, they can watch that module. And they will have them all to watch as many times as they want. I really think it's a great way to go. I'm looking forward to teaching this class. I have learned so much over the 700 plus podcasts I've done for Digital Story, not to mention the podcasts I've done for Nimble Photographer, not to mention the podcasts I did for Apple on Aputure, for Adobe on Lightroom. I mean, I have done a lot of shows over the years. I did O'Reilly Media podcasts. So there is much to this. I'm going to organize it so that it's very digestible. We're going to make it fun and you're going to learn a lot. So when you listen to your next podcast, you'll go, yeah, that's how that's done. I know that. So if you want to sign up, all you have to do is click on the link in the show notes. The show notes will take you right to the registration page on the Nimble Photographer. I hope to see you there. This is going to be a fun event, and I think you'll really like getting the videos afterward. All right, just a little virtual camera club business before we wrap up here. A big thanks to all of our Inner Circle members. These are the folks that are active. They support this podcast. All you have to do to become part of the Inner Circle, to be part of the conversation, to have access to the content that we put on the Patreon site, is just go to the Patreon tile that's on all the pages of the Digital Story. You can look around. You can support the show and everything else that we're doing for just $5 a month. Just $5 a month. gives you full inner circle access. And if you come to a workshop, you get treated very well, believe me. Big thanks to our inner circle members. Just couldn't do it without you, and I'm so honored to have you part of our community. B&H and Amazon, there are tiles on all the pages of the digital story. And if you're going to buy something that I talk about, or if you know you're going to get some gear, if you just come to the digital story first, click on the Amazon tile or the B&H tile. It'll take you over to a specials page, and then you can navigate to where you want. If you do that, that helps support our show, and I really appreciate it. And finally, a huge thanks to our friends at Red River Paper. They are our longest running sponsor. They are one-stop shopping and education for all things inkjet printing. You can read reviews about the latest printers. You can learn techniques. You can learn how to make fine art greeting cards there. And then once you learn how to do it, you can buy the cardstock, the envelopes, everything you need, including your ink. And of course, they have paper in all different sizes with all different surfaces. Fantastic place to learn about and get the tools you need for fine art and inkjet printing. They also have a wonderful Facebook page at facebook.com/redriverpaper. A big hats off to them, and thank you so much, Red River, for supporting the show. All right, that's going to do it for me this week. I'm going to take a deep breath now, try to calm down a bit. I've got some great stuff for you next week. I'm working on one thing that I think you'll really like. Until then, have a fantastic week. See you next Tuesday. Bye-bye now.